This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Good morning. The strawberries are in, and some festivals in the state are celebrating this weekend. Hippo editor Amy Diaz has a particular fondness, and so is the perfect person to give us the rundown on strawberries in New Hampshire this weekend. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
Strawberries are generally the first big crop we get in our short growing season around here. So how are they looking this year?
Well, you know, pretty good. I think we're like right at the beginning of the big harvest. I have been pestering this one farmer for the last couple of weeks, and I was pestering her on last Saturday at the Concord Farmers Market. They didn't have berries. By the time the Tuesday Farmers Market rolled around that I go to, they did have strawberries.
They're in.
Yes.
All right.
So I think we're right at the beginning.
That's a good. I know that our two strawberry plants at home have yielded a grand total, I think, of 8 strawberries now. So that's our bumper crop. We're ready. But why go to a festival? What are we going to find at a strawberry festival?
Well, so, you know, there have been a couple of festivals. We're kind of in the thick of the season. Hollis is having their festival this Sunday from 2 to 4 in downtown Hollis. And, you know, one of the things I think that's fun about a festival is you're getting someone else to do all this work. You're getting to enjoy the harvest and someone else is doing all the work for you. They actually, it's really a big production. So it's the Hollis Women's Club and the Hollis Town Band that are involved in this. They ordered something like 270 quarts of strawberries. And starting today, Friday, they're going to, a whole big group of people are going to get together, start hulling the strawberries, preparing rhubarb, and then volunteers do the baking and they bake strawberry rhubarb crisp and they bake the cake, the shortcake for the strawberry shortcake. So you're getting like fresh homemade baked goods, much easier than kind of the throw together job I do using things from the grocery store.
The store-bought sponge cake.
Exactly.
Yeah, it tastes a little better, I think.
So you're getting those like fresh local strawberries and then this homemade cake.
And you get some to bring home, obviously, for you know, snacking on later on. Is anybody doing something like truly unique this year with the strawberries?
Well, so they are doing what they started last year was the strawberry rhubarb crisp, which I think that went over pretty well. And then they also have a strawberry sundae. So you actually get a couple of different kinds of strawberry treats that you can try while you're there.
Okay, something a little different. Now, strawberry is not the only game in town because, and I didn't know this, but apparently tomorrow is Dairy Day.
Yes, they are celebrating New Hampshire Dairy Day over at the New Hampshire Farm Museum in Milton. This is on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they are really just sort of focusing on all things dairy related, butter, milk, cheese, and of course, ice cream.
You don't really need an excuse for ice cream on a Saturday, but there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to have a local ice cream maker is going to be providing free ice cream kind of in the middle of the day. They're also going to be doing a little project where they show you how to make your own ice cream kind of after the free ice cream runs out. They're also going to be demonstrating butter and cheese, and they have a good setup there. I was talking to the organizer who was sort of saying that they have a setup so that kids can make butter, you know, a little faster than if you were really doing the big old-fashioned butter churn,
right, yeah.
But they still get a chance to see the process. And then they're just kind of talking about the history of dairy in New Hampshire, which is really interesting, and they talk about kind of how refrigeration, you know, it used to be very much cheese and butter-focused. Refrigeration comes in after this all about milk, and the way transportation kind of changes what they farm. So, you know, for those people into local farming, this is a great chance to kind of learn the history of it.
You can get your strawberries, get your milk, get your butter, and get your ice cream all in one weekend. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays for events in the Granite State, and we'll have links to these events, in fact, at nhpr.org. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.